You mentioned these new deluxe albums. Let's have a quick chat about those. How much input did you have into those in terms of choosing what the second discs were going to be?
Well, pretty much that's what we did. You know, I mean, that was all our input. You know, when we came to picking bonus tracks for the Pyromania, there was no choice because there was nothing. There were no B-sides. Mm-hmm. In fact, if anything that we used as a B-side was a track off High and Dry, so we couldn't be doing that, you know, so we had to come up with something a little special. And the live disc, it's the first time we've ever released a live CD.
Really?
We're giving it away, and it's, you know, it's the kind of the Steve Clark lineup of the band.
Yeah.
It's all music from the first three songs, the first three albums. It's a real unique historical piece of, historical document, if you like.
Yeah.
So myself and Ronan, who co-produced the Sparklands album, we sat downstairs for about 2 or 3 weeks weeding through these tapes and mixing it and what have you, and getting it right, you know. And when it came to doing the bonus disc for Adrenalize, it was a different situation because by then there were lots of what you might call B-sides or bonus tracks for CD singles. And it was a case of just tying them all up together from that period. And there's some live stuff. There's some studio demos, there's alternative versions of, like, the song Tonight, for example. We did an acoustic version at Sun Studios in Memphis after we did a gig in Memphis. And it had only ever been available, I think, on a cassette single, kind of bonus track. And you can imagine from 1992 how many of them have kind of been thrown into the corner of a dusty cupboard and got lost. So it's just nice to drag all these tracks together and put them onto one disc.
So is there a lot of live stuff around, or was you know, the LA Forum gig, did that one just jump out at you, or how did
we recorded the LA Forum because we thought we needed to document the Pyromania tour, so we recorded both nights. We filmed and released a video at the time, VHS, of In the Round in Your Face from 88. And we've pretty much recorded at least anywhere between one and ten shows on every tour we've ever done. So there's plenty of stuff knocking around, whether it'll ever see the light of day is to be determined, you know. We'll see if there's a value to it one day. Right this moment in time, there's no point. But there may be a case of us doing our version of How the West Was Won one day, maybe.
Who knows? Why have you not put out a live album so far then? Because a band of Def Leppard's type, you'd have thought that would have been a natural thing to do.
Because we always wanted to keep looking forwards instead of over our shoulders. You know, the thought of finishing a world tour and then going back in the studio to weed through hours upon hour upon hour of live tapes to find out what's, you know, to do a live album would have been okay had it not been for the fact that we were being harassed by everybody from management to record company to our adoring public to making a new record. And so most people's live albums are there to tie them over for a year so they can take a bit of time off to write their next opus. We always had 3 or 4 year breaks between albums anyway, so we couldn't even use that as an excuse. We were just always itching to keep writing new stuff, you know? There'll come a time where it will be the right thing to do, you know, and who knows when that will be. I mean, this, if we were to do a live album, obviously we would actually do a real live album with this lineup, but to put a this lineup bonus disc on Pyromania would have been wrong. So we're not giving anything away here, we're not spoiling the party, if you like, because it's the right thing is to use an 83 recording for an 83 album.